Some say history belongs to the victors, but at the National World War II Museum, historical objects belong to the archivists. Jennifer Waxman is an archivist who handles much of the museum's rare artifacts, from handwritten letters to combat tanks. Jennifer spoke with NOLA V's Brian Friedman about the life of an archivist and the places that life takes her.
Well, Jennifer, tell us what a typical day for you is like.
Well, I tend to do a lot of processing of collections. So, you know, I'll get some material, have to catalog it, identify it, catalog it, and rehouse it and put it in on the shelves for long-term, you know, long-term storage and provide access to that in the future for researchers and for our curators. You know, there's a lot of looking back, and then you also have to do the looking forward to the new stuff that comes in and making sure it's all done according to best practices and standards today.
Well, what kind of measures do you take when you're dealing with some of this stuff? I can imagine it's very old and fragile. Do you have to take steps when you're handling these types of things?
Yeah, absolutely. There is this tension between preservation and access, and that's something archivists, we deal with all the time. We talk about it starting in grad school, basically, and you have this desire to love and protect and to, you know, hold your material for the long term by giving it appropriate housing, cataloging it correctly, making sure it's identified, and, you know, you have all the information about it so you don't lose it. But then you do want to provide access to it. So the more access, every time you move something, there is a risk of damage. And the more you turn a page in a book, the weaker the bonds get on the paper and in the binding and stuff like that. So you have to take measures to protect the item from overuse as well. But a lot of the material we have is very, very brittle. You know, it's been through a war. It's dirty. You got to deal with stuff like that in order to make sure it also is managed over the long term.
And I understand you did some work in Egypt, and I would imagine that for an archivist, Egypt would be kind of like Mecca.
It was pretty cool. I mean, I was in the university archives and rare books library at the American University in Cairo, and it had typical collections, much older, like, you know, religious texts than anywhere I've ever worked. I don't know. It was in all other aspects. It was kind of like Mecca, like in terms of traveling and living abroad. Yeah.
Understood. Have you had any moments in your career where you're just like, wow, like I can't believe I'm looking at this right now or handling this particular thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of Egypt, one moment was in like a 13th or 14th century rare book. It was a Ethiopian Bible, I believe. It was like written, you know, I knew nothing about it. I was holding it because I had to present it to people that were visiting. It's like wooden bound. It was amazing vellum pages and just super, I mean, something like out of Indiana Jones, just with the script. It's like ancient scripts and stuff like that.
So many people don't have the chance to get that close to actual history.
Yeah, you just don't want to breathe on it. You don't want to accidentally, like, you know, spit on it. You don't want to put, like, your fingers have a lot of oils on them. You know, think about your thumbprints. You know, you want to make sure that you're not responsible for creating a new tear in the item. Because, like I said, if you lift it up the wrong way, it's brittle paper. It could just rip accidentally, and that's you. You did that.
Have you ever done
me
that?
Me never. Okay. Never.
Well, I'm you know,
no,
now that you bring it
I
up.
Have. Of course, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
It's got to be part
of
the
because
job.
Sometimes you don't know what you're getting into. Like, you might grab something too quick, and you don't realize that it's as fragile as this. And, yep, there's a tear in the corner, and that happens. I mean, yeah, you have to remind yourself constantly to take it easy, take it slow, be more gentle. And that goes against just having to get a lot of work done in a lot of ways. I mean, there's an efficiency issue for sure in the profession, and that's come up a lot over the years. And, you know, we write articles about how to be better managers, and there's a lot of new theories in processing collections and how to get it done faster, and it's about priorities, and it's about trying to figure out which collection can withstand that kind of processing, a faster version, whereas like a lot of our stuff can't, mostly because it's just crumbling, you know.
Jennifer, thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
For NOLA V, this is Brian Friedman signing off.